Hey everyone, Novalane here and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nova, another day, another rant about screens. But trust me, this one's a game changer. Today, we're diving into the superpower you already possess, self-awareness, and how it can be your secret weapon against phone addiction. Because let's face it, feeling like you're constantly scrolling even when you know you should be doing something else. That's not living, that's surviving on autopilot. Ever felt like your phone has a mind of its own? You know, that little siren call pulling you in for just one more quick scroll. Before you know it, hours have vanished, and you're left wondering where the time went. Well, guess what? We can fight back. It's not about becoming tech-phobic or living off the grid, though there's nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned detox every now and then. It's about regaining control, and that starts with understanding our relationship with our phones, our real relationship. So, here are 5 golden nuggets to help you build that all-important self-awareness muscle. 1. The why detective. Before you even think about scrolling, ask yourself, why am I reaching for my phone right now? Are you genuinely looking for information? Or is it boredom, stress, loneliness, or even just a habit? Figure out the root cause, and you've already taken the first step towards breaking free. 2. The time tracker. Seriously, download a time tracking app. There are tons of free ones, and see where your precious minutes actually go. You might be surprised and maybe even a little horrified at how much time gets sucked into the black hole of social media or mindless browsing. Once you know, you can start making conscious choices about where to allocate your attention. 3. The phone-free zones. Designate certain areas in your life as phone-free zones. That could be your bedroom, the dinner table, or even just a good chunk of time each day dedicated to activities that don't involve a screen. Think about it. A phone-free dinner with your loved ones. Now that's quality time. 4. The mindfulness moment. Before you dive into that next step, take a moment to breathe. Notice the feeling of your body, the sounds around you, and the thoughts running through your mind. This simple act can create a buffer between you and the phone's pull, giving you space to decide if you truly want to engage. 5. The swap it out game. Instead of reaching for your phone when boredom strikes, try something different. Pick up a book, take a walk, call a friend, or work on that creative project you've been putting off. Every time you choose an alternative activity, you're wiring your brain to seek out more fulfilling experiences beyond the screen. Let me tell you about my own phone addiction journey, because trust me, I've been there. It started with innocently checking emails and then spiraled into constantly refreshing social media feeds, losing track of time and feeling drained at the end of each day. One evening, I was having dinner with my family, but I found myself glued to my phone instead of connecting with them. That night, I realized something had to change. So, I started implementing some of these techniques. I downloaded a time tracking app, designated certain areas as phone-free zones like the dinner table, and even swapped out mindless scrolling for walks in nature. It wasn't easy at first. Those notifications felt like little temptations whispering in my ear. But slowly but surely, I started to reclaim my attention and build a healthier relationship with my phone. Think about it. How much more could you accomplish, how much deeper your connections could be, if you weren't constantly tethered to your screen? Remember, self-awareness is the key. It's not about beating yourself up or becoming some kind of digital ascetic. It's about understanding your triggers, setting boundaries, and choosing to live a more intentional and fulfilling life. So take that first step today. Download a time tracking app, create those phone-free zones, and be mindful of your scroll sessions. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community where we support each other in taking back our time and reclaiming our lives from the clutches of phone addiction. See you in the next episode, and remember, you are in control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.